This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Folks, it is June 6, 1944. What happened? D-Day. If you've never taken the time to see Band of Brothers, do yourself a favor and do it. You can swallow all the swear words, which, by the way, we were told by Herb Surath, who is a part of the Band of Brothers, that we did not talk that way. He said Hollywood added the swear words, but the storylines are very accurate without the swear words. There's no reason people need to talk the way that they talk, but Hollywood has to curse themselves and everybody else that listens to them. But with that said, friends, many of them guys were our friends. And they're no longer here today. They paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we have today. I ask you, listeners, what was it that they fought against? They fought against the Third Reich. They fought against someone that was trying to implement and establish the Third Reich, a new world order. Our grandpas, our uncles, our dads, our brothers, our sisters, and that generation fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution, make it valid, on the altar sacrifice of themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have today. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. First in the natural so you understand the things in the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:14 as well. I remember talk can do shifty powers. And interestingly enough, when I talked to him, he was at an airport. Shifty's in the Band of Brothers. He's gone now. And I said to him, I just want to tell you thank you very much for what you did for me and my generation, big, big brother. And he said, well, don't thank me. He said, thank those that are over there buried 6 feet underground. He said, because if it wasn't for them, he said, we'd have a swastika flying over the top of the White House right now. It's interesting, friends, that they're trying to establish a global order even today. That's the agenda that's going forward, that our grandpas and our uncles and our dads and our brothers and our cousins and our neighbors fought, bled, and died fighting against. Because you do know that George Bush Sr., his daddy was Prescott Bush, and his daddy, Prescott Bush, was busted in 1942 illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. And we know that when George Bush Sr. became the president, he talked about establishing a new world order over 212 times publicly from the presidential bully pulpit. and the American people, because they didn't know what those veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against concerning Adolf Hitler, because they didn't know the history of it, they accepted George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush. Just think about it, friends. We lost over 405,399 men and women fighting and bleeding to die, ratifying the Constitution to give us the freedoms that we have today. And you allow Prescott Bush and his son and his grandson to become the president of the United States to further finish off the agenda that the likes of Adolf Hitler began. It's a fact. That's why people are saying today Trump's administration looks exactly like George W. Bush's. Of course it is, because the agenda goes forward regardless of who you put there today, friends. The agenda goes forward because God is the governor of all nations. The government is upon the shoulders of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't want to take away from the veterans, no way. As a matter of fact, we live for what they fought, bled, and died to give us. And that's what we're doing today. But I asked you a couple minutes ago, friends, what was it that that generation fought against? It fought against what you're tolerating today in your own country. Do you realize that? They fought, bled, and died fighting a tyrant. No longer, by the way, 2,000 miles, 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles, 5,000 miles away from us any longer. But now, friends, you're tolerating today in your government the very ones that our forefathers and that generation fought against. Just think about it. What are you talking about? Well, I can bring you down that road again if you'd like to, friends. We're seeing more unconstitutional actions. This is brand new. I'm not making it up. I didn't create the news. Not only is Donald Trump advocating for the decriminalization of sodomites on a global scale, he's a globalist, you do know that. But now, Trump says that he's seriously considering banning gun suppressors. And I ask you, America, when is it that you're going to wake up to what's going on here? And why would he feel so emboldened to take it another step? I mean, folks, Donald Trump has already successfully gotten more gun control done than his predecessor, Barack Hussein Obama. 55 new gun legislation acts. Illegal, unconstitutional, null and void. In 26 different states, by those that were sold to you as the good guys, the Republicans, a majority of them, those governors in those 26 states, that have further stripped you of your God-given rights. Oh, this is just one front to so many others. Everybody's talking about, you know, June 6, 1944, and the greatest generation. Indeed, I'm with you all the way. But don't you think it takes a little bit more than just your lip service? It reminds me of when all those that praised God and Jesus turned and looked at them and said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Aren't we called to stand up and live for what they died for? Then why, America, are you tolerating the crimes of this current administration, the past administration, the administration before that, the administration before that, the administration before that, the administration before that? Because if you were truly grateful, you wouldn't tolerate them. You wouldn't tolerate a one of them to transgress the smallest jot of any of those laws that the greatest generation fought against, upholding and magnifying against the tyrant. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. And go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was just highlighting what's taking place in this country today. The American people are honoring with their lips in so many different ways those that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution when they laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give you the freedoms that you have today. We go to Arlington Cemetery. We go to veteran memorials across the United States of America. What do we see? We see Christian crosses over the top of the heads of their sacrifice. See, they were saying through their actions how much they love their country, how much they love their God and their people through their actions. And they're also showing you, friends, Scripture when the Bible clearly says that I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. And then Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. Yep, that Christ might be glorified. And it's interesting to note how many people today are honoring the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the freedoms today. But are you living for what they died for? You know, all day long people talk about, I would die for this and I would die for that, if you ask them the questions, the right questions. But the real question is are you willing to live for your country? It's easy to just throw yourself on the altar of sacrifice if you're going to be taken out real quick, but are you going through it begrudgingly, laboriously on a daily basis, perseverantly, fighting against the enemies within? Because, friends, we have plenty of them. I asked during the first segment, how many realize that our veterans fought against the tyrants? And how did they fight against the tyrant? They were upholding our laws against that tyrant called Adolf Hitler. That's what we were sold, right? Remember, I just a little history around that, friends. Also remember, Roosevelt said that our boys would never set foot on foreign soil. 405,399 men later, we found out that he was a liar. As usual. And the American people stand by this, and why they do, I don't know. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official in that capacity, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. I had a radio station manager actually say something to me on when I was on The Patriot for 13 years. And I was doing a show exposing the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama during that time. And he said to me, he said, Bradley, he goes, will you do me a favor? And he goes, I just want you to take some time and respect the office of the president. Okay, now just keep in mind, friends, over here, what we're talking about today, June 6, 1944, we're talking about honoring the greatest generation, those that sacrificed themselves fighting off tyrants, okay? That's what we're talking about today in America, and rightly so, but let's put it into perspective. This radio station manager approached me because I was calling out the administration's corruption, and it was George Bush's as well, friends. Not a respecter of persons because my father isn't. Well, this radio station manager said to me, well, he admitted, he said, he knows that President Obama is un-American, reckless, ignorant, and dangerous, and even corrupt. Did you hear what I said? He admitted that he knew that that current administration was un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. Okay, that's out of one side of his mouth, and here comes the other words through his double mind and his double heart, his wicked heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, this is what he trusted in, and the Bible tells us that he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, and that's what this man was. He admitted that he knew that President Barack Hussein Obama was un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. But then he went on to say to Bradley, that would be me, he's still the President of the United States of America, and we need to honor him in his office as such. Okay, wait a second. So he's un-American, he's reckless, he's ignorant, and he's dangerous, and even corrupt, but he still wants me to honor the office of the President of the United States of America. So what did I say? I said, honor him as such. I said, you have got to, and Americans, I want you to listen to me carefully, in sincerity. You have got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office, that means to hold in high esteem, that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States of America with their blood. Which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office swear to uphold. Don't forget about that little correlation. When America tolerates corruption, even to the smallest jot or tittle, you desecrate, friends, you desecrate the memories of those that sacrifice themselves to give it. Even to the smallest jot or tittle. When you talk about Scripture, friends, and you talk about the Christ and how he bled on Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world, well, out of thankfulness, guess what? Gratitude is the mother of holiness. We honor him with our lives, with our hearts, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Not just with our lip service. No, we live for what he died for, and we do it in the natural as well. Let me say it again. When Americans tolerate corruption in government to the smallest jot or tittle, then Americans dishonor the price the veterans paid. And by the way, I am in fact honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office he holds. You're not honoring the office of the President of the United States of America if you allow that man that has a privilege to be there, entrusted by we the people to be there, to desecrate the memories of those that died to give it. Did you hear me? And I want you to understand real clear here, friends, I will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there. Never, ever, will not happen. And by the way, neither will anyone who is a true American Christian patriot. Patriot, by the way, means to uphold dying laws. Hey, friends, your laws are being transgressed by the current administration like crazy business today. And you're honoring our veterans by allowing him to do that? Or any other corrupt politician, friends? I just got done sharing with you, friends, over the last couple days alone, that Donald Trump is wanting to decriminalize sodomy. We're going to talk about that soon. Why is sodomy illegal? That's the question people should be asking. Again, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And that's exactly how they roll. Listen, that's exactly how they roll, and this is what they're doing when they roll. They're rolling over your God-given rights that men fought, bled, and died to give you. Now I just highlighted as well, friends, that more unconstitutional action. Listen, in his narcissism, his arrogance, read Isaiah 14, Donald Trump says that he is seriously considering banning gun suppressors. He doesn't have a right to do that, America. He honors the veterans, and isn't it interesting? I want you to think about this. Isn't it interesting? There's righteous wars and there's unrighteous wars. God's in control of all things because the Bible says in Nahum 1, he'll have his way in the whirlwind. Okay? Isn't it interesting that your government, let's take it to the present wars, many of them unconstitutional, no question about it, said General Wesley Clark. I didn't say it, he said it. But isn't it interesting they'll put guns into the hands of our boys and our girls and send them to third world countries to fight their unconstitutional wars? And what's interesting, if you didn't catch the memo, friends, when they come back, it's the same government that wants to disarm them and put them onto dangerous psychotropic drugs and then to forget about them and then attack the hospitals that are supposed to take care of them. Think about that. You're not honoring our veterans by allowing corruption in government in any sense of the word. Don't talk to me about how much and how thankful you are for the veterans if you're not living for what they died for. If you're not fighting the same fight that they fought against, because it is every day of the week, friends, every hour of the day, every minute of the day, every second of the day, you can rest assured that we are in a war and we are under attack, not by foreign governments, friends, but by our own. Okay? I want you to think about that. They target our veterans after they fight their unconstitutional wars. This is common knowledge. Is that honoring our veterans? Is that honoring the office of this brand new administration or the last administration or the ones before that that preceded it? No, not at all. That's not a grateful people. That's not a thankful people. That's a people that's taken for granted what others fought, bled, and died to give them. And yet we call them the greatest generation that ever lived, and they were in the present, in modern history. But let me ask you something. What did they fight, die, and bleed to give us? Freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Are we living for what they died for? Because we still have the freedom today to do the right thing. Are we doing that? That's the depth of your gratitude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump withdrawing the threat of tariffs against Mexico, tweeting last night that the Mexican government is taking, quote, strong measures to curtail illegal migration in the new deal that was reached yesterday. News correspondent Chris Buckler works for the BBC.
A key part of this deal is something that Mexico had been resisting, and that was about the whole issue of people claiming asylum in the US. And what America has wanted to do is essentially return them to Mexico while they wait for their cases to be heard. Mexico had resisted that and resisted that again, but in this deal, they say they will allow them to be returned to Mexico, and they'll actually give them access to jobs, healthcare, and education while they wait in the country.
Someone who bought the ticket in California is waking up a multimillionaire after hitting the Mega Millions jackpot last night, and this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about honoring the office of the President of the United States of America. In the office on June 6, 1944, and I'm talking to the American people who give praise to those that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution. On the altar of sacrifice, they give us the freedoms that we have today, fighting against the very things that you've been conditioned to tolerate today within your own government, America. Do you realize every time they transgress a law, every time they change a law, they're desecrating their memory? Do you not realize that this government that you see today runs antithetical to American government? This is not American government, friends. This is foreign to American government. Look at the laws that have been changed, friends, illegally. You know, I'm going to say this too. Do you realize that the laws that are being transgressed and torn down are the ones that the people fail to enforce? And you know why they fail to enforce them? Because they're not thankful for the sacrifice. Do you understand that? If you were thankful, you wouldn't tolerate any sense, any word, even again to the smallest jot or tittle of a transgressing aggression against the laws that they fought, bled, and died magnifying against tyranny that you have been conditioned to tolerate today. It's just a fact. It's where we're at. Every time you see your government in the media talking about taking down this law and changing this law, you need to ask the question, first of all, why was it against the law? And second of all, why do you want to change that law? And third of all, does it align with the Mosaic Institution, common law? Because if it doesn't, we're not changing anything. We're going to change you in your office. And we're going to change the person that's occupying that office right now. That is the furthest thing from the American people's vocabulary. And what proves it is your inactions, America. Honoring the greatest generation today, June 6, 1944. You know, I spent time with Herb Surath. He was one of the bands of brothers. I spent some time on the phone with several of them. Matter of fact, we had a couple of them on the radio. And the stories that they will tell you are just horrific. But what's interesting is how they were so willing to do it. It was a different time. It was a different generation that is completely foreign to who we are today. You know, we look at the younger generation as just being a major problem, not understanding that wisdom is justified by our children. In other words, what we're seeing today is the harvest of what the parents raised up. But I can tell you how to reclaim that is take the young people and go to Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial and begin to tell them and preach the price paid for them, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Preach Christ crucified. Because when you take them there, you can show them, like my grandpa, who was in World War I, that 116,506 men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that most people in this country haven't even taken the time to learn. Or we can talk about a couple of my uncles in World War II, 405,399 men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that most people don't even know. Because if they did, they wouldn't have corruption in their country today. They would know nothing but freedom. But you have to understand something, friends. You have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. You have to maintain it. You have to fight the good fight of faith every day. Was it good enough for them to sacrifice themselves? Is that what kind of people you are, America? That it was good enough for them to die? That you might live in what they sacrificed to give you, but you do nothing in return? But allow the current administration to do what he wills, as he wills? Desecrating the very memories? Folks, he can honor the veterans all he wants to. He is not honoring the office. Because he is not magnifying the laws, friends. They are creating policies to tear down law. They want to tear down the Constitution that they fought, bled, and died magnifying. And they want to recreate it, friends, into a global New World Order Constitution. That's what they're doing. UN Constitution, which, by the way, we created out of World War II because it failed during World War I. You know, my dad was, I wasn't raised with my dad, but my dad told me the few conversations I ever had with him. He was MIA, I was being raised up. But it's interesting, he still did the right thing when he had the opportunity to do it. Because when he was in Korea, my dad told me he was picking up body parts out of the water. You know, and just do your best, Americans. And looking the other way, when you tolerate crime from a corrupt administration that wants to change law at will, when there was 38,574 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution, every time they want to transgress the Constitution, they're desecrating the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. Every single time. You know, America, if you would just simply go back to law, you could erase all these policies, the thousands and thousands that are in the books every year. And you don't have to ask me. You can just ask that guy that lied to you when he said he went to the moon. If he was there, I wish he would have stayed there. John Glenn. We got to follow the rule of our Constitution. We cannot enact most of the bills that we pass around here. All right. So in other words, he just told you that he's violating the Constitution. What about Vietnam? Oh, no, Bradley, we told those guys thank you, too. Did you notice that when you go to Washington, D.C., and you go to the Vietnam Wall, have you taken the time to see when you're on that wall, just about 20 yards over, did you see? Certainly you must have seen, friends, that your government, representatives in government, have actually taken time to put fences around the trees, protecting the trees. They're environmentalists. They're communists. In other words, what they're showing you is they value the life of a tree more than they do a human being. And don't forget about Vietnam, friends. As a matter of fact, it was a good, righteous war, right? It's interesting how after JFK was killed, all the orders were reversed the very next day by Johnson. That's a $2 trillion money-making machine, friends, for the military-industrial complex. Best thing the hippies ever did was call them out for who they were. Namely Johnson. War criminals. That's exactly right. That's exactly what they are. Right? Just think about it, friends. All those numbers that were thrown into the lottery, everybody's kids. Oh, man, everybody's got to serve the country during the 60s in Vietnam. A war that nobody can explain except the insiders, right? Isn't it interesting, friends, how everybody else's kids went to war, but when the lottery, when the names of the representatives and their kids began to pop up, guess what? It's time to stop this war. It's time to stop this war, America, because now it involves our kids. You know, politicians, it's been said, and rightly so, you know what? They're willing to lay down your lives. They're willing to lay down your children's lives for our freedoms. But when it comes to them, friends, and their children, it's the furthest thing from their minds. And it shows you the illegalities of the wars that they fight on the behalf of the military-industrial complex, on the behalf of the bankers who finance both sides of the war. By the way, my cousin died in Vietnam. Are you starting to understand why I'm so adamant about crime within our government? How I'm so adamant about not offending God? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you? Because it's called gratitude. You know what my favorite place to go is when we go to D.C.? You can ask my wife. You can ask my kids. It's in my heart even now. We have to go to Arlington Cemetery. And I have to go in there, and I'm going to be transparent with you, and I have to go in front of all the headstones, all by myself, and say, guys, am I doing okay? Lord, we need more people out there. We need more people that are really thankful for what these guys did and what these women did for me and you. I'm speaking to you and to the Lord at the same time. Lord, we need more. Vietnam, 58,209 men. Iraq, a war that nobody could justify. Ask General Wesley Clark. He told the truth. In his truth, he blurted the he blurted the truth out. Afghanistan. Oh my goodness, friends. How many times we've been to Arlington Cemetery, and oh, how those headstones grow acre after acre after acre, and most Americans don't even know what's happening because those wars continue on for drug wars, for oil, and for more riches to amass to those that mean to control you, the American people. Is it really about June 6, 1944, the greatest generation in America? Because if you're not living for what they died for, I don't want to, you're a hypocrite. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of women. I don't want to hear your lip service. You're worthless. Those that are thankful, they stand up and they actually demonstrate their love for what's been given unto them. I'm so grateful every day of my life that I stand up and I fight for it. I preach out against it. It's my job. It's my duty. And I do it with a willful heart. I don't have to do this. I thank heaven for the opportunity to do it when I think about what we're talking about even now. Oh my goodness, friends. I have time after time run into veterans across the country. I remember one, and I'll give you some more after this break, friends, testimonies. But I remember in Plymouth, Minnesota, we were pulling up into a bank, and there was this guy that had a blue truck, and he had veterans on the back of his license plate, Vietnam. I pulled up, I opened the window, and I said, can you open your window? He opened up his window, he's a black dude, and I can still see him right now. And I said, hey, I just seen your Vietnam plates. And he said, yeah. He said, the only thing I got back when I came home was protest. Protest. I said, well, if I'd have been young enough at that time, or old enough at that time, I would have been protesting the protesters right out of their protest. I'll tell you more about this in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean one double E, YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. We have two pages up, and we just put up two brand new videos yesterday. One, the Sons of the Black Robe Regiment, and the other one was talking about what I would do if I was put in that position. What would America look like? Well, it coincides with what I'm talking about right now. Hey, folks, if we love our freedoms, we enforce the laws against crime because justice guards our liberty. Guess what's missing? The law, the ignorance of the law, through indoctrination, through the federal government, who has no business educating anybody according to their indoctrinations and their schemings, friends. Okay? And the adults that are dropping them off in the 86% ratio that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. What do you think is going to happen when they're out of school? Keep in mind what Abraham Lincoln said, the philosophy of one generation, right, in the classroom is going to be the philosophy in the government in the next. That was accredited to none other than Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him. It doesn't matter. Now, but I want to show you something really quick because we're talking about honoring the greatest generation, which I am all about. Nobody honors the veterans more than we do. I mean that. And I've proven it over and over and over again by what I do, not by what I say. Okay? But I was just talking about the price paid in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. Isn't it interesting how under Barack Hussein Obama you had extortion 17? The Americans just took the guy that they didn't trust. They took him for face value. Don't forget about Benghazi. No, don't forget about that. How thankful are the American people? Look, you still have Hillary Clinton committing crimes day after day. Look, you have Donald Trump talking about how they're good people now. You got Donald Trump and his little minions, his subordinates, actually protecting the Clintons and their crimes, for those that did not know. No, this is factual information. If he was really honoring the veterans' friends, don't you think he would deal with the corrupt? Like the Barack Hussein Obamas and the Eric Holders and the Comeys, and the list goes on and on and on. None of that's been done. So don't sit there, Mr. Donald Trump, and tell me how grateful you are concerning that greatest generation when you're not living for what they died for. And he represents the American people who tolerate him and his lack thereof. That's a fact. Hey, Americans, get out of your mind that he's the victim of anything. He's not the victim. He's a player. He's a player in the circus of politics. They're all actors. When justice falls upon the heads of the corrupt, then and only then will you know that you have a real candidate. And it's what's MIA, America, from this administration. Folks, I can't even tell you the last day. Folks, they'll deliver the people up that they need to appease the American people. They haven't done that yet, but they may deliver up a few. Most people don't even know who they are. Well, no, we dealt with it. We did this, and we did that, and we did. Well, how come we never heard about it? But why is Hillary still free to do what she does? I mean, we're talking about honoring the veterans here, and if we're talking about honoring the veterans, then why aren't we dropping the hammer on crime? Not, by the way, not in a third world country, you know, the way the media always wants to brainwash you into believing that we got to go deal with another monster that they've created over in a third world country because your government wants their oil? No! No! You got to go over there. We're going to go crush Syria. We're going to go crush Iran. We're going to go crush Korea. But aren't we supposed to clean our own house first before we go clean someone else's house? Yep. Have we done that? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. I thought this was about thanking the veterans, America, because if it is, why are you tolerating crime? That's not thankfulness. That's a lack of gratitude in so many different ways. I'm going to get Tim up here really quick, calling from South Carolina. Tim, thanks for holding on. I got to try to finish this, but go ahead and shoot away.
Yeah, just quickly, man. We've got a new contributor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, Steve Klein. Steve served in Vietnam, and we're going to try to get him on the radio because this guy's great. So many veterans that you hear, because of what they face, they don't want to talk about it, which I want to encourage them to talk about it because people need to know. They need to hear from their own lips. But Steve is one that just blew me away. He said, when we were trained with the Ten Commandments. And he served under General Mattis, who was Donald Trump's guy at the Pentagon before he, stepped aside. General Mattis even got rid of this guy, Steve Klein, because he sensed these people just want to go in there and kill people. And he says, the Ten Commandments tell us no. That's not how we're to behave ourselves. And so I just want to throw that in. He says there is a difference between how they were trained, even in Vietnam, which is, 50 years ago, versus how the troops are trained now. They're not inundated with the Word of God. They're not inundated with the law of God. And so there's not this restraint that was there, even among our soldiers, that there were in past generations. And so you get them just to go along with the other thing. That's all I want to throw in. I hope we can have him on pretty soon.
I appreciate it. We will.
Yep. All right, see you.
We totally appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. Senior editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, calling in. Real quick, friends, statistics you didn't know about. Did you know that the number of homeless veterans in America is estimated at 49,933? Wow. Did you know that some 50% of homeless veterans are between the ages of 18 and 50? Did you know about one-third of homeless veterans were stationed in a war zone at some time? Isn't it interesting how they're completely being omitted from the equation? But isn't it interesting how the said government is alluring illegals into the United States of America on your dime? So we see all these fundraisers for the homeless veterans. but our tax dollars are allocated to go to them, but they're not. They're reallocating them to the illegals and forgetting about our veterans. I thought this was about honoring our veterans, America. About one-third of homeless veterans were stationed in a war zone at some time. Two-thirds of homeless vets served their country for at least 3 years. More than 40,000 homeless vets receive compensation or pension benefits each month, but that's not enough to find affordable housing, according to the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. I thought this was about thankfulness, America. I thought this was about honoring the veterans. And I'm honoring the captain of my salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah, and then those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Putting it in order for you. I thought this was about honoring them, America. Wow, I didn't know that. Did you know returning veterans are twice as likely to become chronically homeless as other Americans, according to Veterans Inc.? I thought this was about saying thank you to them, America. Don't give me your lip service. I'm giving you stats and facts, and they are stubborn things. If we were truly thankful to the greatest generation and our veterans, do you think we'd be talking about stats in which I'm highlighting even now? Disabilities. More than 50% of homeless veterans suffer from disabilities. And about two-thirds of them have substance abuse issues. Why? What is it that they've seen? You know, isn't it interesting, friends, that John F. Kennedy... his rally cry for war was, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do you know when I do high school assemblies, I see posters now that say, no, go ahead and ask. You know how they're alluring kids into serving in the military today? By benefits. See, but they're not telling them that they might end up in Afghanistan. They're not telling them that they might end up in Iraq or some other third world country. We have 737 military bases in over 162 countries. I don't see in the Constitution where it's our business to police the globe. We don't have it. What are they doing, America? What you're allowing them to do, that's what they're doing, America. That's what they're doing. If you're really thankful, America, don't honor God. Lip service. If you're not living for Christ, you're not a Christian. You have not the Spirit. It's just a fact. It's true. If you're not living in America for what your veterans fought, bled, and died to give you, don't sit there and tell me about how thankful you are. You can call them the greatest generation. Yes, do so, because they are. And they deserve honor. They also deserve to be taken care of, America, not attacked. And it's also interesting to note, if we're talking about thankfulness concerning our veterans, why are they attacked by their governments when they get home? Why are they cut off from the VA? I mean, how many millions have been embezzled from employees of the VA? Where are they at today? Oh, they've just been moved to another station. Why are they being targeted by your government, friends, concerning removal of guns? PTSD, why are they having mental issues? Why are they putting our veterans on dangerous psychotropic drugs? I thought this was about being thankful, America. Well, listen, let me tell you something, veterans. We live for what you died for. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here today in the natural. And I want to tell you, it's my turn now, and I'm doing the best that I can with the grace of God, giving honor to the greatest of those on Calvary.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.